Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to my good bad brain. I'm a normal person, so I'm insane. I've got depression and ADHD, but I'm doing better since I medicated me. I'm still not always sure whether I exist or what being a person even really is, but I figured out a long time ago that being alive is beautiful.
Hey guys, let's do a brain breather. I don't know this one. I got the AC running back there. Whatever, it's part of the sound palette. I don't really have a good lot of stuff, I guess, to do in this one. What I wanted to talk about, I guess, was like resting, maybe. The theme as a theme, that's like a nice spin on it. I've been feeling like kind of, I guess, just being okay with where you're at, no matter where that is. So, you know, if you've been listening along with me, I definitely go through phases with myself, with my well-being, and with like my self-care practices and my rituals and whatever I'm doing to keep myself well, you know? And it's frustrating for me sometimes in my life that I guess consistency over time with these things is not always great. I'm finally starting to get better at it. But things like, especially currently, lately, I've been frustrated with physical practices, which are very important to me and my well-being. You know, we talk about it all the time. My good, bad brain, that like mental and emotional and spiritual things being impossible to divorce from physical ones, that your brain's a physical organ. You know, you have to take care of it. You have to have some physical practices in place for that to be well. And feeling like kind of comparing myself to myself, knowing there are phases of my life when I'm doing much better, when I'm out there just fucking jamming, you know, when I'm like going to the gym every day, eating really well, resting really well, like when I sleep in a very conscious way, doing everything right. And especially lately, I've been frustrated over the last few months with like my jiu-jitsu practice, which is something I really love, obviously. I've been doing it a long time, and I got this promotion, which was like a big deal for me earlier this year, a few months ago, to brown belt, which is like a big deal. And I noticed myself kind of, I had like a family trip I had to deal with and blah, blah. I left town shortly after the promotion. And I noticed myself being more and more sparse in class, and I was getting frustrated. I was like, dude, why do you do this? Why do you 90% things? Why do you go all the way almost to the end and then stop? You know, why do you get a good rhythm going with something and then quit out on it? And it being really frustrating. I have some old wounds about that with my mom. When I was a kid, I remember I was signed up for a basketball league. I didn't even fucking like basketball, but all my friends were doing it, so I signed up and I wanted to quit because I hated basketball. I was like crying to her about it, like, please, I just don't want to do this. I hate it. Blah, blah, let me quit. And she was like, you quit everything. Why not just quit something else? You quit guitar. You quit saxophone. You quit this or that. Whatever the things were. It's like, you just quit. Man, that hurt so bad when I was a kid. And I still am so conscious of it. Like, not finishing things I say I'm going to do. Which can be challenging. I have a million fucking ideas, and I'm sure a lot of people relate to that. Feeling like you have a million ideas, and the focus is hard. It's hard to see one all the way through to the end. And I've recognized now, I guess, that just my arc with things is long. I've been in jiu-jitsu on and off for like 13 years. And so this happens. I realize that I'm like, I'm going to be here a lot more now. I don't want to do this 90% thing. So I start going more. And then I get some weird injury, some weird nerve injury in my neck that it's freaking me out. I haven't been to class in like a month, and that coincided with like this big project that was really important to me. I really wanted to execute on. There was not really jiu-jitsu time in there. Plus, I just haven't been training because I got this weird injury. And it freaks me out and bums me out. I'm like, this thing that was helping me a lot, this, you know, substitute in whatever it might be for you, this practice I have, I was on a good rhythm, and then I was derailed. And I'm really derailed. Like, I'm really having difficulty getting back onto it. And it reminds me a lot of, like, depressive episodes. I don't think I'm having a depressive episode right now. I've been good taking my medications and doing my resting and you know, things like that. And that's all good. But something is going on that I just can't find this rhythm again. I can't find excitement over exercise. I can't find excitement to go to this thing that I love, be in this place that I love, jiu-jitsu, and just like practicing there. I have like some crazy inertia. Some of it, you know, is like, I guess, allowing myself, and I don't know, I think this is what I want to get to, is like recognizing when your fields are laying fallow, you know? Like this idea that, you know, if you grow crops, you have to let a season pass sometimes where the field is allowed to lay fallow, like you don't grow crops on it, and basically the field just recuperates because you run out of nutrients in that soil and you can't grow anything there until it rests. And it's very hard for me to accept this about myself. And I think a lot of people might feel this way too, especially in a culture that's like 24/7 grind, never give up, always grinding, always, you know, whatever. No one cares. Tell it to someone else. Work harder. You're like, all right. But it's always this thing of like moderating that. I've done the grind through thing, you know? I've started, I guess I talk about this in the episode with that goes up this week, or I guess last week, depending on when you're listening to this, with Coda, that like sometimes I've had to stop myself from pushing through to 4 a.m. on a project or whatever, knowing the work that I do past a certain point is not going to be good. I'm going to spend extra time just going back and trying to fix this work, or I'm not going to like the work I turn in, and I'm better off just sleeping and, you know, doing the work well when I'm rested. And I guess I'm feeling like in life, context is so much. Like, what, like how do I contextualize my narrative to myself? And if the way I'm contextualizing my slacking, my broken rhythm, my inability to do things that I know help me or that I even want to do in theory, but then just don't find the motivation to go do the, I feel the immobility around it. Sometimes that frustration and anger for me of like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Just fucking do it. Why is it so hard? Just go fucking do it. Like, sometimes that makes it even harder to start again because it becomes this thing. It becomes like, well, now when am I going to cross the threshold? When am I going to make my return to the things that I want to do? And it's going to be a big deal. And then every extra day, it's a bigger deal. When are you going to return? I better be really ready to like return for this. You know, I better be, oh, now, you know what I mean? It becomes like a bigger and bigger obstacle. I've spent all these days not doing this project, this obstacle that I'm going to have to overcome. And it doesn't have to fucking be that way, I guess. Like, if you are lying fallow, maybe it's just that. Like, it's just no big deal. You're just meeting yourself where you're at, you know? I saw a clip of something, a guy talking to a I tried watching some magic show on Netflix that I didn't care for, and I whatever. But this guy, this meditation guru or whatever this guy talks to, and he was kind of playing this off for laughs, like what the guy was saying. But the guy says this thing. He's talking about this thing about basically meeting the universe where it's at. That, like, basically doing what you can to ride the wave of the universe and go where the universe is going and not fight that. And he uses the example of, like, even now, if you just focus on your breathing and just feel the breath come in and out of you, like in this moment, and just be there with that, paying attention to that, not trying to affect the breathing, just letting the breath happen and focusing on it, you can even there slip into this synchronicity with the universe where it's going and go with that flow. And he says you may find eventually that you're not breathing, but you're being breathed. Like, you are, this thing is happening to you, with you, and you're just going along with it. And I think there's something really beautiful about that and really valuable in trying to meet your universe and meet yourself where you are at, and not trying to force yourself out. And I know this may go counter to other things I say, because sometimes the answer really is to just do it. Just start moving your feet. Just put one foot in front of the other. Go do the thing. And before you know it, you're doing it and you're going along with it. And if you listen to your body and what it wanted to do every day, every moment, all the time, sometimes those signals would be wrong. You know, sometimes we're supposed to overcome our limbic system and we're supposed to be able to consciously decide certain things and overcome our instincts. But sometimes maybe there's something going on. I still have like pins and needles in my left thumb for like a month. Maybe I should be like resting as much as I am, not like aggravating it with more of these like aggressive physical practices that I enjoy, that like I'm not actually slacking or screwing up or like, you know, fucking up on my dreams by taking this time and recognizing that my pattern with this practice has been over a decade of on and off with the flow of it. And it's never going away for me. Like, I'm never going to just stop having this thing in my life. Even if I take a few weeks or a month, or even if I took years off, I would be back, you know? Not that I plan on that, but I guess just this idea of a kind of detachment, a kind of okayness with oneself, and what a sort of like radical feeling thing that is, you know? I mean, not radical. I hate to say that. It's radical because it's like seems so powerful is what I mean. It's not really radical, though. It's actually quite simple and very quiet. And I don't know. I'm addicted to big realizations, big things. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Undeniable. Here it is. Bah. But, like, sometimes truths as profound and as helpful and as useful can be quiet. And perhaps if I were able to relax more into meeting myself where I'm at, it would be easier to start new things or re-engage on things that I wish I was doing without judging them, without being so intensely like disappointed in myself or creating a big barrier around it. Because me returning to a physical practice, something that's well for me or that I wish I was doing, isn't to anybody else but me in my brain some big thing that I'm not doing. And substitute that in for any dream that you have, any like thing you feel like you should be doing. It might be like cleaning up your eating. It might be like finally getting on those projects that you like wish that you worked on, writing the thing you wish you wrote, or, you know, making the resumes and the applications or whatever, the portfolios to go submit on some new job you wish you had, or whatever the thing is that you're just not doing you wish you were doing because you're just so tired or like so overwhelmed and you just want to fucking watch Netflix. You just want to lay down, you know, like that's fine. Like, meet yourself where you're at. Maybe in the constant anxiety about wishing you were somewhere else, never allowing yourself to sit and be where you are at, like, I think it's possible that that is making it harder. Like, it will take longer to return to overcome that inertia, you know? Because maybe you have to, like, accept where you're at now in order to just fulfill that need, let it be what it is, and then it will say, okay, thank you, I feel expressed, I've done this thing, I've done the resting I need, and now, thank you for honoring that, let's do the thing that I wish I was doing intellectually. I don't know. Maybe. It just seems like acceptance of oneself and circumstances is necessary to changing them. You know, looking clear-eyed at what your situation you're in currently is a necessary step to having a good, strong, effective strategy to overcoming those circumstances. You know, you don't gain anything by just like wishing things were different. You know, you trick yourself and set yourself up to fail instead of just going like, this is where I'm at. This is how I am. Okay, that's real. And I honor that. And now that I recognize that, what can I do from there to move forward? Yeah, I don't know. Things just come in their own rhythm. So hard to accept that. So hard to just receive oneself and one's universe for where it's at. I think because we really do have a sickness in us of like, that we're taught like, always be the thing affecting everything else, changing everything, be the master of your life, blah, 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 blah. This illusion of control, which can be empowering. I'm not saying like, get rid of that. I'm not saying like, don't ever try to do things that aren't like naturally occurring, obviously. I guess what I'm trying to advocate for is trying to figure out how to make yourself part of that natural occurrence. Like that your actions and your movements in affecting a reality that you would like to be there that isn't, like perhaps there's a way you could relax into that and make your actions part of what happens naturally, where the universe is breathing you, you know, where you're being breathed rather than making the breath happen so consciously and like anxiously. Maybe. I've been doing acupuncture for the last few weeks, and that is so trippy. It's helped reduce my pain for sure, and I think has increased my mood overall. Like, it's helped me cognitively in a weird way. I don't know if anyone else has got acupuncture, but it's one of those things that just I don't know how to reconcile with like my science brain, because on the one hand, you're like, okay, basically acupuncture points like, you know, seem to coincide with like nervous system bundles and, you know, where your nerves manifest on your body, whatever. So it probably has to do with that. But the sensations when you're laying there, the sort of like buzzy feeling you get from just some needles being superficially poked into your body around them, the way that it like creates this very physical sense of flowing energy, and, you know, would create like twitches, like sort of I'd be laying there for like 15, 20 minutes. And then all of a sudden my whole limb would just like lurch like in one involuntary like my whole body sometimes feels like it's going to come off the table, and it's very shocking. It's very strange. And I don't know what the deal is with that. Like, I don't know where that comes from. I don't have any idea. And it makes you go like, well, maybe it's just chi flowing around, you know? Maybe this like silly pseudoscience sounding thing, this thing that sounds magical, maybe there's something to it. It's very strange. I don't know, I've been experiencing little things like that a lot lately. My psychiatrist used some weird like energy field clearing thing on me. Then I'm like, all right, I don't know. I mean, the medication helps me and talking to you helps me. Sure, let's try this energy field clearing thing. And I don't know what the hell it is. But at the end of it, she goes, this came back gluten sensitive. And I was like, literally, like, that's the one thing I think like I probably actually have a problem with. I try not to, you know, when I'm eating clean, I try to like back off on. And I was like, how is that stupid fucking machine telling you that? I've never talked to you about that. I think gluten might be a problem for me, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I'm not sure how this ties into anything. I really am just brain breathing right now, I guess. But just like the strangeness of it. Oh, and that coinciding with this silly like horoscope website that I that said I was supposed to like start a new diet the same day that then I get this thing from my psychiatrist being like, you should lay off the gluten. I don't know, man. Dark matter. Just 90% of the universe that we don't know what it is. Who knows? Quantum entanglement, blah, blah, blah. Who knows how it's all connected? All these mechanisms, we have no idea. I always try to remind myself that about like pseudoscience stuff is like people thought bacteria was fake, you know? People are like, some doctor came and was like, I believe there are billions of living organisms on our bodies and that's what makes us get colds. And all these like other, you know, old men of the establishment. What an absurdity. That a creature of such grandeur as a human being would be laid low by creatures you say are so small they cannot be seen? Preposterous! No, I shall not be washing my hands before surgering. But of course they were wrong. So you're like, eh, who knows? Maybe some of this chi bullshit is real. Maybe this energy field stuff is real. Who knows? And maybe they're not like super good at it, just like they weren't super good about bacteria when they started, but they made a lot of advances, you know? And maybe in 100 years, we'll have some real different ideas about like what the chi is or these energy fields where we store trauma, according to my therapist, is celiac tendencies, whatever. Who knows? Who knows what lurks in the future of science? Sorry, this is a weird one. Oh, the project that I was doing was just so overwhelming that I was like, I've been just like chilling a little bit, and it feels nice, and it's also hard to do. I've definitely like got my body set on waking up super early, and man, it's hard to turn that off, but listen to me yawn. I don't know, brain breathing. It's funny. I think a thing I'm thinking about too is like, I guess I'm like weirdly struggling with like just being fine, you know, like maybe that is part of like, like I said, I'm frustrated that I'm not doing these physical practices and things I want to do because like I like being somebody who does those things. I do love jujitsu and whatever. I like being a physical athletic person, but there's another part of me that's an older part of me maybe, and maybe like getting mentally well is helping with this, that I'm just kind of like fine, you know, I'm like, I'm just fine just being. I don't like feel like I'm really running from any demons right now or that I need to fucking like grind myself into dust to help myself disappear or be good enough. And what a surreal experience that is, you know? And the result is like, well, maybe I'm not like achieving great grand things and I'm like holding myself like some, you know, samurai every fucking day, like, you know, honing my tools or whatever and working on me and being like this pure and perfect, strong, fast, thoughtful being or whatever the fuck. But, like, I'm like, who cares? I'm like, oh, I'm fine. You know? You know, like, when you're not in that culture and you see people who, like, work out a lot and there's some part of you that's like, ooh, that guy's there. You're running from something. What's that about? You know? I'm, like, starting to get that feeling a little bit. Like, I just don't feel like I'm running from anything. It's like, what do you do when you're just fine? Like, you go look for new problems? Or do you just go, like, I don't know. I guess I'm kind of fine. I'm fine being fallow. And I'm fine, like, doing my work and I'm fine resting for a second. I'm fine being less than everything I can be. It's not bothering me. And maybe it shouldn't. Like, maybe it's okay to just be fine. I mean, when I think about how much agony I've been in for so much of my life and how much agony is just like waiting out there in the universe and you can just go look for it and find it immediately and I can think about it even right now. There's a real surreality to like, yeah, I'm just fine. Maybe it's okay to like be fine. I think it is. I mean, I think it is. If somebody else was telling you about it, I'd be like, fuck yeah, go be fine. Like, you're doing it. You're succeeding. You've worked on your mental health so much that it's like, maybe you're feeling mentally well. You know? Like, I get in like little personal fights or whatever, tiffs with like a girlfriend and they hurt and they suck, but like then we just like communicated and then it was fine. Unlike before when it would just be like, let's just let this go and stretch this out and fuck with it forever. I don't know. It's weird. It feels like maybe I'm really starting to work some stuff out and I don't know what to do with that. You're like, who am I without my agony? Who am I without my constant pain? Who would I even be? You start to feel like you got to go look for some. So you can, like, be legit, so you can relate to yourself again. But I don't know. Maybe there's something good about this, just being able to, like, be well. You know, yesterday was National Suicide Prevention Day, and I was thinking about that. And I was thinking about, like, back on the time when I wanted to die. And I was, like, really thinking about it and, like, getting drunk and riding my motorcycle over 100 miles an hour on the highways and shit, you know? And being like, man, I was in so much pain. It was so awful. I was so shitty to people around me. How grateful I am to like have survived that and moved past it to some degree and worked really fucking hard on like just being fine and how like remarkable that is. And that it's strange to like that the prize at the end of the rainbow might not be like big, passionate, exuberant oh, life, ah, but just being fine. Like, what a treasure that is. Maybe that's the thing to just try to let be this week, is like, let fucking things be things. Let yourself be yourself. Be fine. Meet yourself where you're at. Meet your life where it's at. Don't be pissed and frustrated about it not being where you wish it were, and, you know, that your dreams aren't where they're you want them to be, or that you're still struggling with this thing every other once in a while. I mean, that's a problem for me, is like almost an OCD sense of like completion thing. Like, well, there's no rest till it's all done, so till I've achieved everything, till I've, you know, gotten every little box marked off, you know? That's like, that's never going to be. Like, whenever I think of a rhythm that is going to repeat itself forever, I would get so depressed and overwhelmed. I try to just avoid them as much as I can. Even sometimes I think about, like, I have to eat every day, you know, or I'm going to have to keep, like, repeating this every day forever. You're just building sandcastles, you know. Your body, your life is just sandcastles. Anything you build or make, it's going to change. The tide's going to come and take it away. In a long enough timeline, everything entropies, you know. And being okay with that incompleteness, because that's always what it's going to be. Being fine, being fallow, meeting your life where it's at, living in your life now, and then moving from that place. I mean, what a remarkable concept. I don't know. I hope today, wherever you're at, whatever's going on with you, if you are in the throes of that terrible pain, know that you're not alone. Even if it means it was just a place I've been and others have been, that's still part of them. And know that it's like a thing that is just happening now, but can't be forever. Like, quite literally, nothing can be forever. And meeting yourself where you're at, maybe it will make the suffering less, fully feeling that suffering. You know, it's like when you got to cry real bad and you're in a lot of pain and you're just trying to fight it and repressing it and putting it locked away in a cabinet somewhere. How much better do you feel when you just feel it? You know, you just feel the pain, just feel the sadness, whatever it is. It's so much better to not deny it. And if you're feeling fine, not riding on cloud nine, not like having a high, not like, you know, achieving and, like, you know, pew, 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 setting everything up, knocking them all down, achieving, so efficient, so powerful, so on top of it. Just kind of being there, being fine. Hell fucking yeah, meet that. Just breathe there, be there. What a lovely place. How fucking dope is it to be alive? Couldn't be more stoner. How fucking dope is it to be alive? I'm not even high. I got nothing in me. It's funny because I picked up the thing to do this brain breather, and I knew I wanted to talk a little bit about that frustration with being fallow, and it's turned into this thing of being fine and realizing, like, I'm not that upset about not working out or not doing jiu-jitsu the way I wish I was, not doing everything the way I was supposed to be, because if I was, I'd be doing it. I'm actually, like, maybe just right where I'm at. And I think I am actually going to go to jiu-jitsu tonight. Not in, like, a big deal way. Just in a casual, hey, I'm coming back to this place I love. Chill. Meditative. Receptive. Get into the intellectual aspects of this thing. Start trying to, like, really break down all the techniques that I've, like, let go by the side because I just over-physicalize. You know? It's fine. I'm fine. I'm happy where I'm at. I've done a good job on a project I care about, and I'm still doing a good job. I'm putting together this. It might be a little late, but I'm doing it. It's like, this has been like over 20 weeks of this show. I don't think I've done anything that consistently in my fucking life. Thank you for being part of that. I don't know. This is turning a little bit of like a pat on the back session, which is silly. There's so much that's on my list of things to do that are not done, but I don't know. It's funny that I'd sit here and be like, do I need content? I need some, like, fucked up content. I need to find some, like, fucking struggle to talk about so that people will relate to it and they're coming looking for mental health stuff and we all, like, you know what I mean? Like, I think if we identify as people who are depressed and or, you know, somehow, you know, what's the neuroatypical? Like, there's a sometimes feeling of almost of internalized pressure to make sure that stays fucked up, you know? And it's like, maybe not, man. Cherish the days when you're not fucked up, even if your whole identity is around being fucked up and working on it all the time. Remember that you are trying to get better, that you're trying to allow yourself to be well. And the times that it's working, let yourself work it, you know? My friend had this thing. He said, Jason, my roommate, that he said, a friend of his said, was like, I think it was a therapy thing for this person. I don't know. They were dealing with some tough stuff and whatever, and a lot of depression, and realized they had to, like, recognize consciously and actively when they were having a good time, when things were going well, and that this person would, like, say out loud when they're, like, in a good, like, you know, you're with friends and you're eating and having drinks or whatever and having a nice time, consciously out loud going, like, I am enjoying myself right now. This is a time that is a good time. I'm having a good time. And we joke about it now when we're doing, like, having a good time, that you stop sometimes and just go, like, look your friend in the eye and go, I'm having a good time right now. This feels good. Like, so weird, like a robot pretending to be a human. But that, like, that's real. You identify with your breaks in you so much, your cracks. It's like, identify with when you're okay being cracked. And you're okay being unwhole, that you're just fine. I've said fine like 8 million fucking times. Fine. I don't know. I'm gonna leave it there. This is a little funky, little low-key brain breather, but that's where I am, man. Funky, low-key, fine being fallow. Kind of like let myself lean into it, hopefully. Part of me is like, there's a little fear that you'll just stay in that black hole forever, like your peaceful little hole, your little peaceful little. But then you're like, I don't know, it's like Office Space, you know, that movie where, like, he gets hypnotized into feeling really good and then, like, gets stuck there forever. Like, huh, like, maybe that'll happen. Would that be so bad? Just get stuck in this being fine, just turn into a lump. Who just peacefully sort of moves around. Turn into the dude, basically. Just the Big Lebowski. The Little Lebowski. All right. That's enough. Thanks, y'all. This is a little brief little brain breather, but that's where I'm at. Brief from my brain. Be well. Hydrate. Self-care. Take it easy.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.